I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With you on a Thursday, week 5 of the NFL gets going tonight. Can't say it's going to be a very exciting game. You need to get creative if you want to make some plays in that one. Joe O, Sammy P, let's bring in our buddy Connor Allen from 444.com. Connor Allen NFL over on X. Hey, Connor, I can't help but notice you've got the Cubs hat. How you feeling, man? Going against former Cub Darvish before the trade-off. Everything comes down to today. 2 days ago, Council was a genius. Yesterday, he was an idiot for pitching to Machado. How you feeling?
Oh, yeah, it's tough, man. I can't say that I watch a ton of like baseball other than the Cubs. Go to, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 games a year, watch a ton of Cubs. But I swear to you, man, that every single time the Padres bullpen comes out, there was like some crazy backstory about how, you know, this guy's like the best pitcher in the league and like the new big thing. And then every time the Cubs roll out a pitcher, it's like, yeah, this guy got cut from the worst team in baseball. And, you know, this guy looks like my Uncle Bill throwing in the backyard. Like, I'm like, well, what are we doing here? You know, what's going on? So the fact that they got one win, I felt like a miracle. Hopefully they win again today. I can't say I'm too confident.
Last time I saw you.
It's a miracle.
Last time I saw you, we had sampled a tequila flight at the Bears tailgate. You may need the tequila after this Cub game today, Connor.
Yeah, that tequila was great, by the way. And the tailgate was awesome, by the way. That was a lot of fun. Joey, missed you, man. It was a good time. And the Bears, well, they didn't win that game, but they probably should have, to be honest. That was embarrassing.
Oh, man. I almost forgot about that game. Well, what about the Bears are not playing this weekend. What about the other team that was involved in that game? What about the Vikings? Let's jump to that. You know, I'm looking at this point spread of 3.5. I'm like, okay, the travel, it's a big advantage for Minnesota. They don't have to deal with coming out there last minute. They've already been in the area for a week. And you look at the Flores defense, like one thing you can trust right now, we can't trust this Vikings offense right now with Wentz. That's certainly understandable, even though they have those weapons. But with that defense, you can trust that. You can trust the pressure that Flores is going to bring. And then, hello, Dylan Gabriel. Welcome to the NFL. You got to go to London, and you got to go against Flores in your first game. Good luck with that, dude. I don't know. Where are you on this number of 3.5?
I mean, do they care about Dylan Gabriel at all? Like, what, just tossing him out in London when they've already been there against the Flores defense. Cedric Tillman is out. Like, I don't know if Dylan Gabriel was all that good of a prospect to begin with. I think they're probably just going through, like, see what they got kind of phase here. I struggle with this one because I think the Cleveland Browns are going to give the Vikings offense a lot of issues. And if Gabriel can be competent, I think it's going to be like they could cover and probably win. But the problem with that is you mentioned the travel. You know, I don't have a ton of confidence that Gabriel is going to be competent against this team because, again, Flores is going to blitz his face off, make his life really tough. And so this for me, initially when I saw it, if Flacco was starting, I would have taken a position on the Browns. I'm a little bit worried now, honestly, with Gabriel getting his first start. Even though Flacco was pretty bad, I think it could be worse, to be honest.
And then you see that total. Joe and I joke about these overseas totals. We don't love them, and there are reasons for that, but man, 36 and a half is so low, but might not be low enough.
I worry that like you're going to bet the under and all game you're going to be sitting good, and then there's going to be like two pick sixes at the end, or like, you know, and you're going to lose the under because of defensive scores. Nothing to do with offense. Yeah, like when you analyze the matchups on paper, I struggle to find a way that both offenses are like consistently moving the ball, you know, just like purely matchup wise. So yeah, like if I had to take a side, it's probably wake up late and take the under. But you know, I think that the path to the over is not one that I can like draw up, you know, easily.
Which of these Sunday games do you have the strongest side or even total opinion on?
Yeah, as of now, I really like the Cowboys. So I think they're at -2.5 against the Jets. I want to just keep fading the Jets, honestly. Like we saw just a terrible outing against the Dolphins. The score ended up being close, but the game was largely not close for most of it. I know the Cowboys defense is not very good. You know, teams keep dropping 40 on them, 30 on them. But I think there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel there for them. They play a ton of zone, obviously, but they were getting a little bit more pressure up front with just their front four guys. So I think that against Fields can be interesting. And because they play zone, they're not going to have their backs turned to let Fields just like run wild the entire game, at least chunk gains. So I think that could help them a little bit here. And then offensively, like Dak Prescott played one of his best games in a long time. And like if you keep any of that up, I think they're in a really good spot here to expose this Jets defense, which I don't think Aaron Glenn really knows what to do with them, because they have Sauce Gardner, a couple other okay guys, and really not much else. Their secondary depth is really bad. So maybe Turpin has a big game. Maybe Tolbert has a big game. Ferguson could probably have a massive game as well.
Houston, Baltimore, I think, lines up for two buckets. The first bucket is Lamar's not worth that much. The second bucket is they can't win without Lamar. I think you have to pick one of the two buckets if you're handicapping the game. Baltimore goes from -6.5 early in the week to now +1.5 at BetMGM. How do you assess this one?
It's really tough. I'm kind of interested in the Ravens here. I'm not buying like that the Texans are a good football team at all. I think their defense is pretty good, but their offense is just, a disaster right now. The problem is the Ravens defense is also like super, super injured. So it's one of those where if they can play from ahead, like I feel confident enough that they can hand the ball off to Derrick Henry and, Cooper Rush can make stuff happen. We have about like a full season's worth of pass attempts now from Cooper Rush in his entire career. In those games, he has like a 61% completion rate, 20 touchdowns, 10 picks. Like just like a fine backup quarterback, I think, at this point. So I don't think that we should be – I mean, I understand the downgrade from Lamar, especially in this system, is probably hefty. We're going to get 7.5 points here. But I think that Rush can be okay. So maybe I'm crazy, but I think I'm a little bit interested here in this Ravens side.
All right. Joe O. Sammy P. with Connor Allen, 444.com. Make sure you check it out, 444.com. Great content over there. There's some garbage matchups. I mean – aren't there? One that is a larger point spread that I want to just get your thoughts on, and maybe it's more about this team big picture. This Colts number. Colts, they blow the game last week. It's just some stupid stuff that went down. They probably could have at least covered, won that game. But it was the first game against a real team visiting the Rams, and I walked away more impressed than not with the Colts, as I've been trying to figure out what exactly they are. Where are you on this game? Colts laying 7 at home against the Raiders. Geno can't stop throwing picks, especially at home. And now they're going against another bad team for the most part with the Colts.
Yeah, and I think that they showed a decent bit too against the Broncos a couple weeks prior. For me, that was like, you know, I don't want to put too much stock into one game. So I was like, okay, well, maybe they just had a good game and a couple big gains here. Didn't do anything in the second half. But then, yeah, they come out against the Rams. I mean, A.D. Mitchell cost them at least 7 points, maybe more on the hold if we consider that as well. So I think this is a legit team. Like Daniel Jones is just playing well within Shane Steichen's system that we've seen from time to time succeed. Tyler Warren is schemed up perfectly. And, you know, Pittman, Josh Downs are both doing a decent job as well. So, like, I think it's just coming together like as a synergy there offensively. And defensively, they're fine. I wouldn't say that they're good. But, you know, Lou Anarumo is making the most out of that unit there. So I think they're in a decent spot here. There's some 6.5s. I like that. I think that's kind of fun. 7. I mean, they're just a way better team than the Raiders. I struggle with some of these, like, 7+, even with a team like the Colts that, like, they're kind of like a new trendy team, I guess. Like, we're not expecting anywhere near this heading into the season. And now I think they're, like, a legit good team.
Any players that you really find yourself looking at for Sunday or maybe even Monday, Kansas City, Jacksonville, any props that you're going to attack?
Yeah, there's a couple that I was looking at here. It's like for the Houston game, I think that Woody Marks props are interesting. Like, he keeps taking more and more work. Really interested there. Dylan Gabriel unders are like 200, something like that. I don't know. I mean, I think they might just feed Quinshon Judkins, to be honest. Like, I love the low quarterback unders too. That's kind of one of my jams. And then Giants Saints, like, they're going to have maybe the most plays in a game this season combined between the two, I think. They, like, the Giants ramped up play volume massively. Pace led the league in pace last week with Jackson Dart in his first start. Kind of want to do that, like, rhythm, like, you know, quick game, basically. And then the Saints have been, I mean, they led the league in play volume heading into last week. Tried to, like, really ramp it down to, like, try and compete with the Bills and still ran 65 plays. So, like, I think receptions, pass attempts, rush attempts, like, any volume-based prop in that game is going to be pretty interesting, even if they get, like, I don't know, 2-3 yards a pop, because, like, neither team is going to be all that good. So I think that's kind of an interesting angle as well for the Sunday games.
What the hell do you do with tonight? Thursday night football, this line goes to 8.5. There are 9s out there. Rams a heavy favorite over the Niners. Almost nobody on offense. Forget the guys that are on the IR. Like, just this week's injury report, too. Just backup quarterback, like, 3 receivers out now at this point in the season, starting tight end. Like, what do you do? What are you thinking? Does this create opportunity, or are you looking like, oh, man, if I do anything, it's going to be unders?
Well, so I'm having trouble with this game a little bit because you have, like, these receivers who are playing for the Niners. Like, their top 2 receivers are expected to be Kendrick Bourne, who was released by the Patriots in week 1, but, like, hypothetically is their wide receiver 1, but his props reflect that. It's, like, 3.5 receptions, -140 over 40-something yards. Like, this is a tough matchup. Like, I worry that the Niners are just not going to be able to sustain drives, and, like, that's going to lead to, like, way lower play volume. And so I want to take some overs and some of the stuff, like Mac Jones over 33 attempts, I think is a good look. There are 2 games that they were positive in pass rate over expectation were actually the 2 Mac Jones starts. Neither of the Purdy starts were positive PROE. And I kind of want to take some CMC unders. Maybe I'm crazy. I think that there's short week. They've been working in B-Rob, like, you know, a little bit more this year than in previous years, the backups. It's at 16.5 attempts, 64.5 yards. He's been super inefficient as is. And so, I mean, the whole team is sitting out except for McCaffrey, basically. Like, is Shanahan really going to jam McCaffrey like 20 plus times? I don't think so. But I mean, if anyone would, it'd be Shanahan, to be honest. So I think that's kind of approaching it. 2 other ones, Kyle Juszczyk over is like 9.5. He'll probably run 15, 20 routes and they'll get him involved. I mean, again, just like another able body that they already had integrated in their game plan. And then another gross under that I think is interesting is Tutu Atwell under 9.5 receiving yards. I mean, he had 1 catch before last week, and it was for 4 yards. So runs like 30% of the routes. It's just Devontae and Puka basically every play. He's like wide receiver 5 or 6, you know, at this point. So I think his under is interesting if you're in for like a terrible sweat, but I think it's probably some value there.
The McCaffrey stuff is going to be very popular tonight, and we do a segment called Where's the Room, where we sort of fade the top props at BetMGM, and Joe took a little sneak peek and said, yeah, McCaffrey's in the room. And they're already juicing the hell out of his catch prop, which BetMGM has 6.5 -150. Ugh. Or 7.5, whichever one.
I don't know if I think there was like some Kamara ones and maybe some Eckler ones back in the day that were that high. I don't know if I've seen a 7.5 line for a running back. I don't know if you guys can recall anything, because that's just like, I mean, he's one of the league leaders in like targets amongst any position, like obviously running backs and targets, receptions, everything. And they have no one else to throw to, but I guess it kind of plays into my attempts under as well. Like, you know, you can only get the ball once on one play. Like, are they going to throw it to him or hand it off to him? So I don't know. I mean, it's the CMC stuff is really interesting.
Yeah. And you also have to think about Mac Jones comes from the McDaniels tree. Just check down, dump it off. That's what he does. That's what he's known forever. Joe woke up this morning thinking violence, though. Joe's thinking Rams survivor. Probably a good idea, right?
Yeah, I had a couple questions about that, too. I think that's probably the move. Rams survivor. Are you going to roll with, like, the Colts? Are you going to roll with, like, I think any other good option?
I'd rather save the Lions. Rather save the Lions. And then I haven't used the Cardinals. Scares me to death.
Really?
Yeah. Even though it's the Titans on the other side. You trust Kyler?
No, I don't trust the Cardinals. I don't trust the Cardinals at all. But, you know, there's some good Cam Ward quotes going around that I don't know if I'm allowed to say on air that, you know, you can look up and those are great. I mean, it's like they're terrible. They're an awful team. They are lost. They have no rhythm. Like Calvin Ridley's basically just like a washed or injured. I don't know. We can't tell. So it's basically just Elik out there and that's it. They got nothing. They can't run the ball. Their defense is fine. So I think the Cardinals could win, like, I don't know, 13-3. Like, it's going to be a terrible game.
There's a lot of bad games, man, on this card. I'm sorry. Like, where buys are starting this week, there's some bad matchups, but we'll find some good ones. There you go. Connor Allen, 444.com. Connor Allen, NFL over on X. Thank you, Connor. Best of luck this week, all right?
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Good stuff with Connor. College football plays coming up. You know, the back half of the show, a lot of college action. We'll talk about our favorite bets for this week. Kelly in Vegas joins us at 11 a.m. Eastern as well. This is BetSweats, BetMGM Network.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
10 toes down and 20. Kelly in Vegas, top of the hour, 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to that conversation with her raspy voice. Joe O. Sammy P., this is Bet Sweats, Bet MGM Network. Love Sam. Sam's in New York. He's got Bear Bets. Good train ride yesterday. Your travels are always very interesting. It can never be smooth. There's always some sort of an issue. How'd it go yesterday?
I was trying to watch Cubs Padres on the train, and I have YouTube TV like you do. They couldn't figure out the location, though, because I'm on a moving train. So as we get out of Boston and get on the way to New York, you go through Hartford, New Haven area. YouTube TV would not align with my constantly moving location. So because I couldn't lock into a specific place, YouTube TV would not let me watch YouTube TV. So I'm trying to watch Cubs Padres, and I can't watch it because I'm on a train that already has bad Wi-Fi to begin with. But because I can't lock into a location, I can't watch what I pay for. So I couldn't watch the game. There. Yeah, just basically
sat there in your chair.
Yeah, just sat there. Yep, a lot of sitting in chairs yesterday with nothing going on.
What about tonight? You'll be sitting in a chair, it sounds like, as well. Oh, man, rough life. All right, let's get to college football. Where do you want to start?
I wanted to bring up something that I heard yesterday from a guy that I really respect, and you know who he is. He doesn't like his name being thrown out there, so I won't do that. But he was the guy last week that got me to Bama. We talk every Wednesday, 5-10 minutes. He used to book in Vegas. He's very, very sharp, very good at what he does. And last week he said, Bama's my favorite bet of the season, getting 3. And we talked about that, and I think you and I both did pretty well with that. We also, if you listen to the show, put you in a good spot with the Ty Simpson Heisman stuff. Heisman was 22-1 with Simpson, and now it's like 10-1. And he's got 11 touchdowns, no picks, 1,100 yards, a QBR of 84.2. Ty Simpson's been very, very good this year. I asked him, what do we do with Bama? You and I yesterday talked about how much we trust Pavia, and we were getting to the Vandy side. He said Bama is going to smoke Vanderbilt. Damn. Because I'm a spot guy. I really like the letdown spot. After you go into Athens and you beat Georgia and now everybody's on you, oh, Bama's back. Bama's good again. That's what I like to go against. He said, Sam, I don't bet spots. I bet numbers. And I'm like, God, I'm such an idiot. Like, Bama, of course, is going to truck Vanderbilt. Who's only getting 10.5 in this spot? What happens when the room comes Vandy on Friday? Then what do we do?
I know. The more and more I think about it, and like that spot thing is thrown out the window because what have they been saying every day this week? Revenge. We've got to get them. That was the most embarrassing loss of the season. Biggest upset of the year with what happened. And it made their last year. They want to destroy them. So, I mean, yeah, 24 hours ago, I'm liking Vandy. Now I'm very concerned. Very concerned about it. Why'd it come down so much? Wasn't this 13?
Then it came down to 10.5. Open 12. And then the initial bet actually came in on Bama to go to 13. When it hit 13, you saw the push come in on Vandy. And this game is not done moving yet. Current number, let's see, I got to pop in Bama on the old odds logic here. I'm just looking for the range. Is there an 11 out there? There was the other day.
It was yesterday. Stand by.
Alabama. Yeah, 10.5. There's an 11 at Dave Mason's shop offshore. I think this gets bet as we get closer to the weekend. And if you look at the screen on Saturday, I feel like there's a good chance that we get to 11.5. So if you like Bama, this is probably the time to go. I don't think we're going to get to 10. You're going to get Bama money. Limits are going to go up. And a guy like this talks to a lot of guys that bet. Let's be real about it. I think you're going to see more Bama support. He said his true number in the game is 17. You hear that, and you're like, geez, oh, man. He said if he was opening, though, he would have opened 14. And now you're at 10.5. So that's just somebody that's much better at this than I am saying that Vanderbilt is priced way too high. Like if Bama was a stock, this would not be the time to buy, essentially. Or Vandy, sorry. Vandy was a stock. Like Vandy's way mm-hmm. overpriced right now.
I know there's one point spread that is really high that you want to talk about. I want to talk about an elevated point spread as well. Go ahead. Tell us about Oklahoma, your thoughts there, the number 45.5.
Yeah, I think I'm warming to the over more than the side, 53.5. Kent State's going to score at least once. Garbage time. They're going to get in there. I don't love laying big numbers. I did it a couple weeks ago with Texas Tech, laying the 48, 62-14. Any handicap with Kent State has to focus on the defense. It's just pathetic. Pathetic. They can't stop anybody, and they're not going to stop Oklahoma. So rather than mess around and lay the big 45, 45.5, I'm just going to go over 53.5. I've said all week like 62-3, 62-7. Just go over. That's my mindset at this point.
I was looking at some of the defensive numbers for Oklahoma. Success rate, number one in the nation. EPA per dropback, number one. EPA per rush, number one. They might not get into the end zone.
See, if it's
for you to hit the over,
49-0, I'm going to be so mad at myself.
I know. But your over could hit with Oklahoma themselves, though, too.
Yeah.
But when everybody, can they get one in garbage time when nobody cares? I don't know. I think Oklahoma's going to want a shutout. But what do I know? But that's kind of where I'm at. A larger point spread that I'm looking at too. Penn State. 24.5 at UCLA. Off the loss at home. Of course, everybody remembers last week against Oregon. Are they going to be refocused, quick turnaround? UCLA fires the coach, and I guess they get a sort of a good effort last week, but they still lose to Northwestern by a field goal. They only score 14 points. They lose 17-14. And I think Penn State is going to dismantle them. Just run on them all day, and UCLA won't have any answers. It kind of feels like maybe UCLA had the one-week fired coach bump. And then reality sets in this week, and you're going to have a pissed off Penn State team. I think they're going to smoke the 24 in the hook.
Yeah, I was there early in the week. I had Penn State on my short list, and then I just thought going across the country, playing that early game,
mm-hmm.
like the physicality of the early. Oregon. Yeah, for sure. The physicality of the Oregon game, I think, is going to hit them at some point. You know, like that's kind of why sure. I crossed it up. Look, I'm not betting UCLA. No. I was just talking to the big fella, Jeff Schwartz, who's here at Fox, and he said Penn State. He said they're going to wreck them. So he sees the ball the same way you do. It would never be UCLA for me. The other thing that must be considered is that Penn State is 0-4 ATS. Have not covered a game yet this year. You think the boosters are pleased about that? No, they're not. They're definitely not. Yeah, and Franklin is too. You can tell. There were two times this year where he got backdoored at the very end, including the Villanova game with the touchdown on fourth and goal with the tight end catching the ball in the back of the end zone. Penn State 0-4 ATS. Eventually, they're going to cover. And eventually, they're going to destroy a bad team. You would think that would be very likely to happen this Saturday.
Ooh, you know who else is 0-4 ATS?
Clemson.
Georgia. Clemson is too, but yep. Georgia. Georgia's hosting Kentucky after getting beaten by Bama last week. So they had an overtime win against Tennessee. They lose to Bama. Now enters Kentucky. 20.5 is the number. They haven't covered either, and their alums are pissed. It's between the hedges.
I have nothing on that game. I laid a big number elsewhere. Let's talk about this one.
I don't think Kentucky's going to be able to move it through the air, but yeah, I'm not betting that. I will bet Penn State. What do you have?
Notre Dame, minus 20.5.
against Boise.
I don't think Boise is going to stop them. And if you just look at the lines, the O-line and the D-line, it's a legit mismatch for Notre Dame. And I'm not just saying, oh, well, Notre Dame, you know, last time we saw Notre Dame, they scored a million points. No, Boise is hitting that wall without Genty. They were very good last year, and they did a lot of things because they had an elite running back. That guy is no longer there to direct everything they do. Boise's in trouble, and Notre Dame could probably name the score. Notre Dame's offense has been so efficient, and I don't think we've talked, not you and I think as a collective, I don't think the college football media has talked enough about how good CJ Carr has been.
That's true. Do you prefer the Irish or the over? Because we've talked a lot about how Notre Dame's a clear-cut over team. And look, the Boise passing offense isn't one that you're going to trust. So this is not one where I'm like, yeah, let's jump on the over 62.5. But yeah, the Notre Dame cover, that's they should cover three touchdowns. I get that.
Yeah,
for sure.
And I also think you're going to get this thing to 21. As we're talking,
yeah,
Notre Dame is getting bet. I'm not going to take credit for that, but maybe 20.5 minus 115 at Chris at Bet Online at Jazz. It's being bet as we speak. And what I'm basically getting at is I think you should lay it before it gets to 21. That feels almost inevitable.
Are you doing anything with Texas, Florida? Very low total. I understand it. 41.5. You would think that this Longhorns defense is going to dominate the way the Gators offense has looked so far. Number 7, Texas laying 7 here on the road, short total.
I'll take 7. I will.
You will.
I think Florida's D line, okay. I mean, Florida's defense, as we know, is very, very strong. You also got Sunbelt Billy probably emptying the clip because that guy's desperate to win this game in the worst of ways. And desperation is not always like the greatest idea, you know, because teams that get desperate could go for it on 4th and 1 from their own 30. And then, oh, it was 7-0. Now it's 14-0 because the coach is stupid and desperate. But defensively, they've been very impressive. If they get anything from this offense, they should cover 7 because Texas's offense is definitely a problem right now. And I don't want to make this direct comparison, but you're starting to hear people that are in the know. They're sort of likening J.J. McCarthy and Arch Manning. Like, oh, they need everything to go in their factor to be good, right? J.J. McCarthy, great offensive line at Michigan, really solid running game, awesome coach. I think you're starting to hear that comparison more and more. Like, Arch needs everything. Kind of like Jared Goff in the NFL. Well, he needs an offensive line, needs weapons, needs to play indoors. You're starting to hear a lot of doubt about Arch, and that offensive line is really going to have a problem, I think, against Florida. The total got decked, too, in the game. 43 on Monday. How about 41.5 and 41 now? Where do the points come from?
We failed to talk about Miami-Florida State. Probably the game of the weekend. What do you do here? You've got Miami coming off the bye. Florida State off the Friday loss to Virginia. They stormed the field, all that. A lot of excitement over there. We talked to Nate Collins about that yesterday on the show. 4.5. It feels like the market is certainly putting into action. Like they're concerned about a bounce back here for Florida State, and they're attributing for that. Like Florida State takes care of business. I think it actually is higher than 4.5. Believe it or not. I'm curious what the popular play is going to be. I know the sharper play is going to be looking on the null side. Where are you at?
Well, they took 6 and 5.5 for sure early in the week on Florida State, which I understand. Let's also remember the last time we saw Carson Beck, people were drilling him for not having a good game. Did anybody watch the game? He was throwing a football in a monsoon. It was raining sideways. Oh, what's wrong with Carson Beck? It's rained in every game they've played. And the last game, he was trying to throw a football in a monsoon. Let's take it easy on the Carson Beck slander, please.
I feel like you're always here to defend him. Like you're his uncle. Like you're always like, hey, everybody, just so you know, I got Carson Beck. He's doing just fine. What do you think about over 53.5?
I could get there. I like Miami. Yeah. I do. But I'm bullish. You know that.
Yes. Yes. We all understand. All right. KIV, top of the hour. Up next, 10 toes down. What does Gurch have in store for us now? This is BetSweats, BetMGM Network.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Poor Russ Matera, he had to record that. Somebody emailed him, yeah, I need you to say, we're 10 toes down on BetSweats. And there he is. Good job. Good job. Love that open. I forget how much I love that open until I hear it every single week. 10 toes down, this is what we do on Thursday. Hottest take of the week. We're all waiting on Gurch. That's it. We're just waiting on Gurch because ever since he said Indiana goes winless in the Big Ten, they've won every Big Ten game. Ever since he said the Bears go winless all season, they've won both of their games in the NFL. So very curious to see what he has cooked up next. Sam, why don't you start us off? 10 toes down, where you at?
I'm going to go short and sweet because I want to save time for the grand finale. Yes. Everybody needs to hear what Gurch has cooked up. I know Paul is also in the lab, Parlay Paul, after hitting Machado and Padres yesterday. The way I wanted to shape this segment was I am betting a lot of money today on the Padres because, as the All-American Rejects famously said, it ends tonight. When darkness turns to light, it ends tonight. You, Darvish, shove, no hover, no more go Cubs go, no more Eddie Vedder, no more let's bring Anthony Rizzo back to narrate the video after we shipped his ass out of town, no more W flag. Done. The season ends. Tucker, Hap, PCA cannot hit. It's over. It ends tonight. It ends tonight. All right, I'm done singing. Padres, moon.
10 toes down. Padres. You could have gone move along, and done that against the Cubs. Same thing. Yeah, sure. You can go all day with the All-American Rejects. Good stuff there. All right. Didn't expect that. 10 toes down. I'm also on the baseball. As we have three game threes today, I don't know about most people, but I'm thinking, all right, this is coming into shape. We have an idea what's going to happen. It's going to be Detroit winning. They're going to face Seattle. It's going to be Boston winning as a dog today. They're going to take on Toronto. What do you think happens there? Oh, I think Toronto. We know what they do. Come playoffs. Philly, LA Dodgers, San Diego, Milwaukee. When San Diego wins. Milwaukee in the playoffs, come on. Kind of shapes up. It's pretty easy. Now, we have said throughout, San Diego, San Diego. That's where the value is. I don't think you're quite there, but we were talking about Boston and how far they could go. I think Jake at one point said, at least the World Series for the Boston Red Sox, and they're in a do-or-die scenario today, but they're doing at least the World Series. He could be right. My 10 toes down is, after all this talk about Boston, San Diego, we might be half right. Okay, we will be half right because they're going to make it to the ALCS and the NLCS, but they're going to lose there. So it'll be great CLV, whatever. We won't cash any tickets on San Diego and Boston because they're going to lose. San Diego is going to get the Dodgers, and then Boston, I think Paul might be right on this one. Paul gets Detroit getting through. Tigers, Dodgers, World Series, you know the result from there. That's my 10 toes down.
Damn. You know, I got a text yesterday from Mike Shope in Buffalo. He was telling me it's time to bet Skubal World Series MVP yesterday. And I'm like, damn. Whoa, there you go, Paul. There's another Tigers ticket for you.
Let's go.
What's the number?
40?
It was 100. It was 100, I think, before the playoffs, wasn't it?
Oh, that makes sense. But it was, it was 40 after game one, I think.
Is that really?
That would make sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
I see a 60.
Okay. I'm a Torkelson guy.
Bad. But. You still think?
I mean, if you Dodgers, take down the Dodgers, I mean, he's going to have to start three times, right?
Scoop. Well, I think that's the angle, like a Scherzer thing, right? Not Scherzer, Strasburg.
Right.
He's got – if they get there, you think about that velo coming from the left side against Ohtani and Freeman. I mean, the path is there for sure.
Oh, man, that's a good look. All right. Interesting. Torkelson 150. So I understand what you're saying with the number.
Number there. Dropped after yesterday. People are nervous that the Tigers aren't going to get it done.
Interesting. All right, 10 toes down. Paul Aspen, what you got?
All right, so I have two, actually. Not baseball, back to football, and back to the Syracuse football program. So, look, it was pretty ugly after they lost to Duke at home. Classic letdown spot off the Clemson win. New quarterback with Angeli done for the season. Ricky Collins, transfer from LSU, comes in. Couldn't do anything. So they get SMU this week at SMU, and that line is moving. Cuse plus 15, plus 16.5, plus 17.5. Total from 57.5 to 58.5. So, I mean, if we're going to do songs, I can do Sam's favorite song. I believe in Jeff Nixon. I believe in Jeff Nixon. Jeff Nixon is the offensive coordinator of Syracuse. He has spent time with guys like in the NFL with guys like Andy Reid and Matt Rhule. He turned Kyle McCord into a great college quarterback. He turned Steve Angeli into a great college quarterback. Look, it was a dud last week from Ricky Collins. Now he gets another week, and Ricky Collins will be under center against SMU. SMU gives up the most passing yards per game in all of FBS at 334.5 passing yards per game. They also are one of the most penalized teams in college football. SMU is. They also allowed the third most passing play explosives in college football. So my 10 toes down is that Syracuse will go over, and you get them as a big dog. You get their team total at a little bit of a discount. Syracuse team total over 20.5 at minus 115. The highest alt that I see is 25.5 at plus 185. But we'll stick with they're going to score three touchdowns. So over 20.5 at minus 115. My other 10 toes down was Bama is just going to truck Vandy. We kind of talked about that already, but I was on that yesterday. Pavia, good night. Like, I've got more I could talk about on that game, but I know we're kind of up against it.
Give me a score. Give me a score.
44-2.
Pavia coffin is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Wow. That's not nice. It's not nice. Look, that's our guy,
I did
Sam.
A complete 180 on that. When I talked to the guy yesterday and he said that about Bama, I'm like, oh.
Real damn. Quick. Look, who's Vandy played? Charleston Southern, cool. Va-Tech, who fired their coach like a week or two later. South Carolina, who they had circled because South Carolina's beaten them like 16 years in a row. So they talk a bunch of crap that week. Pavia is breaking the huddle at practice going F South Carolina. So, okay, they go in and beat a team with a banged up Lenora Sellers and no secondary. Georgia State, cool. You put up 70. And you know why you had that game circled? Because they beat you last year. Oh, wow. Great statement against Georgia State. And now Utah State. They gave him a couple body blows early in the game before Vandy pulled away.
They did.
So welcome back to reality.
They did.
Yeah. Welcome to Tuscaloosa. Good luck.
I know. I was tracking that game. I'm like, how are you losing 14-7 to Utah State? Because I took them in Survivor. So I was getting pissed. It's like, ah.
Yep.
All right. Good stuff. Go to Jake then, Gertz. Yeah. Jake Hassan, 10 toes down.
I'll give Gertz some runway here, so I'll be fast because Joe already took mine. I'm in complete agreement. We're all overthinking this. The Dodgers are just going to win the World Series. That's it. They're just the best team. They are just going to win.
Okay. We're going to have to bet that. Gertz.
Let's go, baby.
Save the best for last. 10 toes down.
All right, boys. I am down to 6 toes here since we started this segment, and I might be the only one of us who have lost a toe. And I've gone every week. I've gone really negative so far with this, saying that my favorite teams are going to lose this, that, and the other thing. 0-16, 0-whatever in the Big Ten. So I'm going to try to be a little bit more positive today, and I'm going to also spread this out so I can try to keep some toes for the next few months here. So
spread
I'm going to go
toes.
With the Chicago Blackhawks to make the playoffs. This is in honor of Jake's preseason hockey experience earlier in the week. We'll also take the Chicago Blackhawks to go over their season point total of 67.5. You can get the Hawks to make the playoffs at +16-1 over at our friends at BetMGM. And you can get -25 for the Hawks to go over, -125 to go over their season point total of 67. I think this is going to be more of the breakout year from Connor Bedard entering his third season. And I think their goalie, Spencer Knight, is going to be much better in net than they have been in the past. So my only question was net minders. But Blackhawks make the playoffs 16-1. Let's go. How can it lose, right?
How do we bet?
I'm not going to lie. I was trying to find it. I can't find it yet. I was looking for a worse record prop, but I can't find it yet.
Oh, good. Good idea.
How do we fade it?
Worst record? Are they going to be in the – they'll probably be in the mix for that. No?
It's like Gertz is expecting a breakout year from the goalie. I'll tell you something, Gertz, when he allowed a million goals in the preseason game Tuesday night, didn't look great.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he had a burnt eye. He was right there. He was a man on the scene.
Blackhawks coming up, finishing last in the Central Division last year. They had 52 points on the year last year.
Hockey Gertz was not expected. Not at all.
No.
You could have given me 1,000 guesses.
Like I said, I won't have to lose a toes on this until like next June or something like that. So,
would you rather lose, like, go toe off one foot, toe off the other foot, or would you just like wipe out a foot? What would you do?
Foot and coffin.
Something to think about.
Take his whole foot.
A boot.
Stump. He's going to be stumpy.
Stump moon.
He's getting close. All right.
This show is so stupid. It's so stupid.
At one point yesterday, I texted Sam. I said, this is a dumb way to make a living. Really stupid way. All right. Kelly in Vegas drops right next. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.